Cornwall on Christmas Day and Boxing Day for our annual Christmas celebration from Truro Cathedral. Help to celebrate the festive season by listening to Bodmin Town Band, Boiler House and BBC Radio Cornwall staff. So join us on Christmas Day and Boxing Day so we can wish you a Merry Christmas in our own traditional way.
It's an apt name, isn't it, Holly?
It is, yeah, definitely.
Especially this time of the year.
Yes, you'd
have
thought my mum planned it,
wouldn't you? Well, you would have done. She could have called you Mistletoe, I suppose, couldn't she?
She could have done, yes.
I suppose she could have called you Rudolph.
Well, that would have been dreadful.
Yeah, I know, it would have been all right, you know. Hey, where are you?
I'm in Liscard in Cornwall.
I know it's in Cornwall.
Well, good, excellent. As long as we're all on the same map.
Well, yeah, well, that's good. Same wavelength, more like. Here's the thing, but it's good to mention that because there are people listening online who may not know where Liscard is.
Well, no, I suppose it is quite small in the grand scheme of things, isn't it?
Yeah. And, of course, you had Mary Portis around there, sort of tarting the place up and trying to reboost trade.
We did, yes. We actually watched it on the telly. I did see her out and about once in town.
Oh, did you shake her around and said, hello, Mary, who are you?
I didn't, I have to say. She does cut a rather fierce figure, I have to say, in real life.
Does she?
Yes.
Cut a fierce figure. That's a lovely way of saying it. Cut a fierce figure. Now then, Holly, what's on then?
Well, I'm calling from Kilmar House, which is a residential care home in Liscard. We're a very small care home. We've only got 15 sort of elderly residents. And we're acutely aware at this time of year of elderly people who are on their own at home, might be on their own on Christmas Day. And we were just sort of looking to offer anybody, up to sort of two people perhaps, to come to Kilmar on Christmas Day, have a Christmas dinner with us.
Oh, what a lovely thing to do.
Yeah, a bit of company for a few hours, a glass of fizz as well.
What's the name of the care home?
It's Kilmar House, K-I-L-M-A-R.
Kilmar House, and is it in the centre of Liscard?
It's just slightly out of the centre, but it's still within walking distance of most of Liscard.
So what do you do at Kilmar House, Holly?
I'm the assistant manager. I run it with my husband, Stephen. It's just us that run it, and we have a very wonderful, dedicated staff that helps us.
And is your husband the manager?
He is, yes.
Does that mean that you're going to do as you're told?
When we're at work.
Does he boss you around a bit? Does he go, Holly, go and do those pet pans. Holly, go and do the gardening. What's he like?
He's absolutely wonderful, I have to say.
You don't have to.
No, we work very well together as a team. And like I say, with our staff who are incredibly loyal and very good to us, we do a really good job, I hope.
I think it's fantastic. And how can sort of these two elderly people actually get to your home? Is that a problem?
That's the only slight drawback, is they would need to be able to get to us and back to theirs again on Christmas Day because we don't have transport.
No, I appreciate that. I think it's a lovely... So what would they do? Turn up at like 12 o'clock and leave at 2? Or what's the deal?
If they would like to come at sort of 10, half 10,
nice.
Have a coffee with us. That's when we do all our Christmas presents, and there will be a little gift for anybody that comes. And then have lunch with us and sort of hang around to 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon and then possibly go off home again.
I think that's a lovely... I'll tell you what, such a Christian gesture, and I think it's fantastic. Is it first come, first served, Holly?
I think so, yeah. I think we're going to have to... It's awful to think that I might have to turn people away, but we do have space, like I say, for two people. First come, first served. So if people want to get in touch with us...
What's the best number? And then you can decide. And then, that's lovely. What's the best number?
If you can give us a ring on the work number, which is 01579.
Yeah, we're going to write this down as well, 01579...
343 066.
Yeah.
And if you just leave your name, your number, and hopefully your home address,
yeah.
Because then what we'd like to do is in the next day or two, the people that will be coming, we'd like to deliver a Christmas card and a little invitation.
Lovely. And I suppose when they phone you, just get them to tell you a little bit about them.
Yeah, that would be really lovely, yeah, because yeah. Then it gets, you know, we get to know them before
and
Christmas Day.
And their circumstances.
Absolutely.
Holly, thank you. 01579-343-066. 01579-343-066. Lovely talking, Holly.
Thanks ever so much, Lawrence. Have a good Christmas.
Yeah, I hope you get promoted to manager.
Well, we'll see, we'll see. Thank you.
What is he going to do then? That's the trouble, isn't it? 222-222, give her a ring, please. 01579-343-066. Lovely, lovely thing to do. Russell, afternoon to you.